So today we are talking about the different ways that people process thoughts and emotions. And Dad, you mentioned it was like a grid. Somebody can either be an external or internal processor, and they can also be rapid or cautious. And so we all said what we think we might happen to be, but talk a little bit more about the difference between internal and external and what that might look like, how you could experience that with someone.
That's a really good question. And I think it's really important to know this or to process this is to make it about the other person you're engaging with and not so much yourself, unless you got a blind spot on you running over everybody, you know,
sure.
maybe in a marriage, you know, the husband's run over his wife and she's still thinking about something. But you'll know an external processor because they're talking about everything.
Yes.
And they'll love brainstorming groups and they'll love, like, they want everything to be done, like,
sounds
in a group.
So good.
I know.
And they'll call,
Team
they'll call
external.
You. They'll call you and act like you're the only person they're asking advice from. And then you'll realize that Josh actually called 10 other people. And compared their advice
and told them so,
except for me.
What about the Bible, right? The Bible says, in the multitude of counsel, there's wisdom. That's all I'm doing is doing what the Bible says.
I knew this got personal.
It did. But you'll know because they'll be processing things out loud.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. An internal processor, there'll be some quiet.
Yes.
And they may want notes from a meeting to be reviewed like the next meeting.
Yes.
Where somebody like me is like... We've been there, done that. Let's move on, you know?
Sure.
And they'll want to, like, have time to process and think about
yes.
their thoughts because they're doing it on the inside. Now, they could be quick inside, and that's something
sure.
we'll discuss.